You know, e-cigarettes were introduced several years ago as a safe alternative to smoking tobacco. Well, they've proven not to be safe, with several deaths and illnesses reported as a result of e-cigarettes. In fact, the big concern is kids who are vaping using these electronic cigarettes. There's a conference planned, a town hall meeting tomorrow, vaping, the public health crisis affecting our children. It's put on by CARE of Southeast Michigan, and the CEO of CARE Southeast Michigan, Monique Stanton, is on the line to tell us more about it. Monique, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Why'd you guys decide to do this? It's a good idea. What made you decide to take some action here?
Well, number one, the data is showing that kids are increasingly vaping at alarming rates. And we're getting a lot of questions from schools, from kids, from parents, and from the general community about what some of the negative health impacts are, and what they can do about it. So we decided to host the town hall to provide some good information to the community, as well as provide an opportunity for people to ask questions.
Where is this going to be, and when? Give us the details.
It's going to be held tomorrow evening at Macomb Community College at the Warren campus in their K building. And we're going to, doors are going to open at 6 o'clock in the morning, and, or not 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. And the event, the discussion will start at 7.
And who are some of the people that are going to be involved in this discussion?
So we've got myself on the panel. We also have a physician from Henry Ford Health System. He's going to be talking about some of the health consequences. We also have three youths that are going to be participating from different school districts. What I think is unique about that is this really is going to give kids an opportunity to talk about specifically what they're seeing among their peers in their community and in their schools, and so parents and the community can hear directly from youth. We also have somebody from Michigan Department of Health and Human Services talking about some of the public policy, the regulation around vaping, and then we have somebody from the American Cancer Society.
I know we've talked about CARE of Southeast Michigan before, but just remind us what CARE is and how this vaping crisis fits in with your work.
Sure. So we've been serving the community for over 40 years through our substance abuse, mental health, family support, crisis, and workplace programs. And so one of the things that we do at CARE is we do a lot of prevention-based work in our schools. And so we're really focused on teaching kids about how can we prevent substance use, how can we give kids and adults the tools that they need to be resilient and to reduce the abuse of alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs, and also right now vaping specifically.
Yeah, it's a big concern, isn't it?
Absolutely. What we see right now is kids used to not smoke. Right now, kids are not picking up cigarettes, they're not smoking, but we're seeing, instead of smoking, where kids would never have smoked in the first place, they're starting to vape. And we don't want to create a new generation of individuals that are addicted to nicotine. We know that has serious health consequences. There's some information that's coming out right now that there's concern that actually vaping may be more damaging to your heart than initially thought and could have more serious health consequences specifically on your heart compared to even tobacco.
Yeah, it's you're right. I think there are a lot of kids that wouldn't smoke cigarettes, but no. Vaping is thought to be safer than tobacco, and
right.
Obviously it's proving not to be. And then
right.
Also, it's easier to conceal. You don't walk around smelling like an ashtray if you vape, and I think that it's an easier, more convenient, and thought to be safer alternative to tobacco.
Absolutely. We actually, about a year or so ago, we had one of our staff out in a school talking to kids in a school about health and substance use, and the teacher did not realize that one of the students had actually gave them their e-cigarette device to plug in and charge. She didn't realize what that was. She just thought it was another USB port. And so our staff had to point out, you know, that's actually an e-cigarette. She had no idea. She was, of course, obviously furious with the kid for because they're pretty brazen, but it's very easy to conceal both the smell as well as the actual devices.
Yeah, well worth talking about again tomorrow evening at Macomb Community College, the South Campus in Warren. Doors open at 6, discussion begins at 7. Monique, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.